Welcome to Built Brave. Driven women sharing their stories to show others what is possible for them. Because we were all born brave. I'm your host, Lo Wentworth, and this is Built Brave. Are you ready? Welcome back, everyone. So this is part one of the two-part series with Three Boudoir, because these ladies are so amazing that one episode just didn't give them justice. And I enjoyed so much having them on and learn about them as well. So Three Boudoir is a photo company who takes pictures of women for boudoir shoots. And it's extremely empowering. I suggest and highly recommend you do it. I mean, I was recommending them before I even experienced their own photo shoot for myself. That's how amazing these two women are. So yes, they have a team now under them, but I was talking to them about what they created and why they created it. And one of them also being a former Playboy bunny in the magazine while she was going to school as well. And her focus was in science. Don't quote me on what the science degree she went for is. You can listen to the episode. But, how amazing is that? And it just happened on a whim. And then these two got together in corporate world. And then their relationship started to blossom. And it's just built from there. And again, guys, it was so much fun having a conversation with them because they have that energy throughout their whole team as well. Fun, playful, empowering. If you haven't done a boudoir shoot, you should. And I know I use the word should, but you really should because it is so empowering. It is so fun. I have so many pictures from it that I just love and adore. And I've shared bits and pieces of them on Instagram throughout. But I haven't shared the big ones. And I think I will. You guys deserve that because it was fun. It was fun and playful and I enjoyed it. And I also talked to them afterwards. I'm like, I'm turning 30 this year. You know what I kind of want to do? I want to do a naked shoot. And they're like, oh my God, we can do that for you. I'm like, okay, done. I will buy my package, and once December rolls around, that is what I'm doing, is a naked shoot, guys. And that's how amazing and empowering it is. So with that, let us begin. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I am super excited for these guests because I personally did a boudoir shoot, and I think every woman should do a boudoir shoot. So I'm so excited to have the women who founded and created Three Boudoir on. And if you can, guys, go ahead and introduce yourself and then what Three Boudoir is all about for the audience.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us. We are pumped to be here. And we agree that everyone needs a boudoir shoot. They are so incredibly powerful. It's myself, Amber McHugh, and Joanna Tiger, my business partner on the line today on the episode. And we started Three Boudoir, I don't know, Joanna, was it 10
years ago?
It's been 10 years. Over 10 years ago. And it's funny because Joanna and I both had full-time jobs when we started this. And it actually started because my husband was overseas. He was deployed and thought, you know, I'd love to send him some photos. This would be fun. So I grabbed Joanna and another photographer friend, and we got together and did some photos. And what was super cool about looping Joanna in is she has a modeling background. So she knew all the tips and tricks to pose and angles and to make it an incredible experience. And our first shoot was 8 hours long. And I was so sore after that. But I was also crazy empowered. And that's really what our business is about. Yes, we take amazing, incredible, gorgeous photos of you for whatever reason, right? A holiday, a celebration, you're going through some life event that you want to capture and remember. But what we get excited about is when women walk away, it's like a whole new person has just walked out the door and they've uncovered this whole new side of themselves. So I think I covered a good bit of it, but Joanna, did I miss anything about our origin story?
No, I don't think so. I think you hit on everything. It's crazy to think that it's been a little over 10 years. And yes, we did start when your husband was deployed. But also for me personally, we started Three Boudoir just as I was going through a divorce. And so while Amber had her photo shoot with us, she was our first, we didn't even know we were Three Boudoir at the time. For me, the coaching Amber through the poses and then also doing my own shoot was such an empowering, powerful moment for me as I was going through like such a messy, crazy time. And so I would just tie that into how we sort of started. We both just felt so amazing after the photo shoot that we were like, wow, I want to share this with other people. And I think the next people we shot were my sisters and then maybe like a mutual friend. And then it just sort of like grew from there.
Yeah. Awesome. And like, what cities do you currently shoot in?
We are in Annapolis, Maryland, Washington, D.C., Chicago, Illinois, San Diego, California, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and what am I missing? Oh, New York.
Uh-huh. Awesome. Yeah. So I had mine in Philly and I just loved it. And the sore thing, like those different poses, I'm like, damn, I really should have been practicing yoga.
Oh, legit.
Uh-huh. I know that Amber mentioned I used to model. I was a Playboy model and my shoots would be 8 hours long. And my back would hurt so much the next day that it's legitimate. It's like, you really have to do some stretching before, do some stretching after, take some time to like connect and pull things out. Cause it's tough. It's really tough.
It really is. Which is why we don't do 8 hour photo shoots. Don't worry. You will not walk away in that much pain. Just love it. Just love it.
No, it was just only an hour and it flew by. Like, you've done a great job with the women I worked with. Like, it was such a safe, fun environment, playful. And like all of, like I was, the pictures I did for myself. So I, yeah. And ironically, so my little story about how I've been following you guys for a while. And then at the beginning of 2019, I was coaching through a different program and I had different women come up to me and they say stuff. I'm like, oh, hey, here, use this. It's only like, it's $100. It's an hour. You get two, like if you want, whatever, but it'd be fun. And I'd be like, I haven't done it yet. So finally I purchased my package, but they did it and they loved it and had a phenomenal time with you guys. And I'm just like, all right, well, I finally have to do it. And then you have this, like you have to use it within 6 months. So I was putting it off and then I calculated it out and I'm like, okay, so I want to feel fucking amazing in my skin when I do this. So I'm going to start working out again. So I started working out. So that way I walked in, I was just like, oh, great. I feel amazing. Like, this is awesome. Like, whatever will be, it's great. I love my photos. I share them with every woman like I'm really close with. And like, I'm like, look at these. And also in front of some of my guy friends. And I'm like, what's this? I'm like, no, you don't get to see. Like, I haven't shared. I have one, we're not dating. Two, I haven't shared any of these yet with the world. And there's one photo where I'm like, no one gets to see this. This is mine.
You know, I love what you said there when you said what will be. And it's interesting because after stepping into photography, I was actually our only photographer for a long time until we expanded. And I don't know if it's the photographer side or if it was because of that experience, but after seeing yourself in boudoir photos, like, oh yeah, like that's it. You don't worry about photos anymore. You don't worry about everything. And Joanna taught me this a lot. Like, it's all about the angles. It's all about lighting. Like, you could be having a good day and look terrible. I mean, I'm just going to say it. Mm-hmm. And you could be having a bad day and look amazing. Like, that me? That's me? Like, I surprise myself all the time. And it's also interesting when people come through, you know, when you look at someone, it's such an intimate experience, mm-hmm. between your shoot team
in our teams, you have a shoot stylist and a photographer, one to take care of posing and angles and all of those things that Joanna did for me. And the photographer, of course, capturing that moment. And it's so intimate. When I would be behind the camera, I'd be like, I would wonder about your life. I would like, what do you like? Oh, I think there'd be some moments I'm like, I bet you're a mother. I bet you're a teacher. I bet you're surrounded by kids all the time. Like there's an energy and this connection that happens. And I don't know if that creates the experience because we are so passionate about you having an incredible experience or like if the person's vibe, like you coming in, your vibe changes. But I'd be so curious from your perspective, like what happened for you as you moved through that photo shoot? Were you nervous at first? A lot of people say after 10 minutes, the nerves are gone. Like,
I was a little nervous at first, but yeah. It was just also like, I wanted to do this. So whatever will be, because I did an experience where my alter ego became Madonna. So I had to dance in front of people in lingerie. So it was kind of like, whatever, like I got rid of that. It was just the safe environment. I think a lot of times with women, like they provided that safe environment that it's fun. Like it's not, they didn't make it as like a big deal.
Yeah.
Which a lot of women do coming in because it's like their whole like bodies and, you know, they have their body image stuff going on and, you know, they don't like a certain role or whatever that. And I did yoga teacher training and I also, the teacher held a great space and she was also like, here are phrases you can use to have people like move their body. So like if you're doing, I don't know, warrior two or whatever, and you're twisting the opposite way, well, you get rolls and your body moves. So then she's just like, if there's something in the way, just lift it and move so you can get deeper into the pose. So it's connecting with your body and all of that. So it provided that same atmosphere. And I don't know, I just had fun. So when someone makes a big deal of it and it's just like, yeah, it's going to be a little awkward and I'm going to use some awkward poses that were like, okay, I need to stretch more. That's really what it was for me.
Yeah.
It does get awkward. There are some awkward poses, but then again, you look at them and you're like, oh yeah, that worked.
There were some poses I'm like, damn. I look amazing.
True. It is the coolest experience because you never know what the creative experience will bring and what the moment will bring for all of us. But every time we're wowed, we're blown away every single time. So yes, highly recommended for all the things.
Mm-hmm. And then bring options. Cause there was a couple looks where I'm like, okay, this dead set on like, white button up, like a boyfriend white button up with black bra and underwear. I'm like, that is happening. Like, that's fine. But I'm not, then I brought a couple other options and then they helped me decide which option and what order to go in. I'm like, okay, cool, fine. I'll just change and get into different poses and have some fun with it.
Yeah. Some fun.
We often say that our shoot teams, your photographer and stylist, like very quickly become best friends or like close girlfriends because during the shoot, they're adjusting bra straps, they're like moving things around and they're really supporting you and helping you sort of know like, hey, try this, do this, let's do this. But also when it comes to outfits, it's about bringing something that feels like you, that you're comfortable in. And if you have some things that maybe you're nervous about, our teams are so good at like, hey, let's just push it a little bit. Let's try this outfit. We'll put it on. We'll do some photos. We'll see how you feel. Like, so that you have everything that feels just like you, but also a best friend there to say, hey, let's just try this. Who pushes you just a little bit, you know, where you're still comfortable. Nothing is, you know, we're not forcing anybody to do anything they don't want to do, but yeah. And it is about that connection. Like Amber was saying, it's about feeling who you are and what are you, and you know, reading things and what are you comfortable with and what can we do and what can't we do and using that to really get you pictures that everyone you look at, you're just like, oh, that's me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so true. I think I had like over 30 photos that I loved. So that was challenging to like whittle down.
That is what you're all the time. It's the best part of it. We load your online gallery from your shoot with all of these images. And my favorite emails to read are the ones that were like, how am I supposed to narrow this down? Or can you help me? Like these, and what an amazing thing to come in for an hour and then leave with so much photos of yourself that you love. Like, I can't tell you how many times I've felt like untagging a photo that I'm tagged in, or like, you know, I'm angling myself just so in a camera because I'm not having like my best day and I don't really, you know. But then when you have that many photos of yourself that you love, that's doesn't happen often, I don't think, at least not for me. Yeah.
Well, I know a friend, she's just like, I have had trouble picking out two. And I'm like, two? I don't know if I really wished, you know, I had just two I loved. I mean, maybe half of, maybe 15, that would have made it easier when I was picking out my package. But I'm just like, two? How could you only have two?
Yeah,
I have trouble too. And that's the one of the things that we realized as we were growing the company and connecting with people in shoots. You know, we thought we would need hours, right? Because we started with eight and we were still getting our feel for things. We're like, we probably don't need that long ever again, because it's also painful and exhausting for the person going through the experience. And we scaled it back and we scaled it back, and we realized, yes, we can do more time if someone really wants to stretch it out and make an incredible experience out of it. But all we need is an hour to get several hundred photos. Mm-hmm. It will help narrow down for you at first. You know, we take out any mistaken blanks, or we take out any that we know like, oh no, that's not the one. This one of these is the one. So we try and help with that process. But it's incredible, because we've refined this process and this experience so much, and our teams are so incredibly well experienced and trained in their areas of expertise, that we can get so much, such incredible shots in an hour.
Yeah,
and that includes, right, the getting ready time and picking out the outfit time. So, and that's one of the feedback we get, like, it went by so fast, and mm-hmm. still all of this. Yes, it does.
I'm going to add one thing to that about it being an hour. I think when we first started, they were longer, exactly like you said, and it's just a little more painful on your body to do it that way. But the other nice thing about the hour, and maybe you experienced this, Lo, is there's not really time to be nervous. You know, you can come in a little jittery because it's something you've never done before. And that's so normal. Like, you never walk into a situation of something you've never done before and are like, oh, I got this. Yeah. Especially not with pictures in your underwear in front of people that you're just meeting usually. Like, that is like, whoa. But to keep it moving so quickly keeps the energy at a pace and it allows nerves to subside quickly. And then the door is shut on those nerves. They're just gone. Yeah.
Yeah, no, you can't. There's no time to think. You're just like, oh shit, I gotta move. And then trying to be also present in the moment and just having fun and not letting I don't want to say like negative Nancy or that little voice come in like, mm-hmm. oh my God, like you're in front of strangers doing this. And like, no, it's fine. Like, I'm totally comfortable. Like, if you want to pull up my bodysuit a little more to show some more booty, okay, I'll do that. That's fine. Like, all right. If it's going to make the picture look great, oh, this is why I'm here.
Yeah, that's so great.
It's so true. I completely forgot about that aspect of it. And even as you were saying that, Joanna and Lo, I was going through in my head, you know, those longer experiences, and there is time then between, like, I'm not sure to doubt, right? Just that, mm-hmm. that second of doubt comes in and it becomes a spiral. And in the 1 hour experience, it's just all empowerment.
Yeah.
So when a woman does come in and you notice that doubt, like, what tricks and tips have you learned to diffuse that and bring her to an empowering position versus like, maybe I shouldn't do this right now?
Well, I think you can pick up on it right away. And it's almost always that people come in, everybody has self-doubt. Everybody has, you know, things that they don't like about their body or that they're struggling with, you know, accepting. And I think it's very normal. So I think setting an expectation of like, hey, you know, for me right now in this moment, you are perfect. You are whole. You are complete. You are not broken. You don't need to be fixed. There is nothing wrong with you. Like, let's celebrate you, who you are in this moment. That's a huge piece of the experience. And never telling someone like, don't be nervous. Oh, don't, because you're gonna be. It's okay to be nervous. It's like, hey, it's okay. You're feeling nervous. It's normal to feel nervous. We are right here with you. We're gonna take some breaths. We're gonna just, you know, we're gonna keep things moving. We're gonna celebrate you. We're gonna lift you up. And then the whole time during your shoot, we are huge cheerleaders. I think we really want you to know, like, you are amazing. Look at the bravery it took you to get to our door to even do this shoot. Let's find the things to focus on that are positive. Like, you've already overcome the self-doubt to be here. You've overcome the self-doubt to pick out outfits. You've overcome the self-doubt to be here in, you know, in this space right now. So let's celebrate that. And as soon as you start focusing on those sort of things, the negative feelings or the self-doubt, those things sort of start to fall away. Mm-hmm. I don't know, Amber, if you have anything to
add. Yeah, you hit the key one for me, which is truly acknowledging the feeling and not trying to stuff it away. Like, yes, we move fast, but those feelings move by fast naturally by stepping into the experience. And I think that's so common in life also. So this is a great incubator for anyone who's thinking about trying something new or nervous about something. I mean, it's a great space to experience all of the feelings in a very short amount of time and realize, walk away from this knowing, like, I did that. I can do anything. Like, I have got this. Anything I want to do, anything I set my mind to, I can do. Because, I mean, everyone walks in with something. Like you said, Joanna, we acknowledge it and then we work through it together. And I think that's something else, that whatever it is for you, like, share that with us. Whatever is on your mind, whatever you're thinking, because that also helps us know, like, if your energy is a little bit off, like I said at the beginning, we've all have bad days, whether it's I'm not feeling great or I'm not looking my best or, you know, energetically, I'm just a little bit off. We sense that. And when you share it with us, if you are comfortable doing so from the jump, like, we are open for it and we can work with you through that, on that, support you, even if it's just energetically support you through that. And honestly, it is one of our greatest gifts to go through life experiences with you. So we are so there for it. And it's so worth it. Yeah, to acknowledge it everywhere in life and support each other in it. I think that's something else that's cool about Boudoir and working with all women and an all-female team, clients and behind the scenes, is that we are so supportive of each other, and to see our teams and our clients and everybody just rallying to support each other is also incredibly moving.
Yeah, no, you had a very important distinction, Amber, about, like, acknowledging the feeling. Like, no, how many times do we just not acknowledge and we just stuff down? Where there have been moments where I've been, like, stuffing the anger down and trying to shift into a higher, like, vibration, shift my energy. And I'm just like, you know what? Screw this. I am angry. And then all of a sudden it just, like, lifts. There's still some anger there, but it doesn't feel heavy because I'm like, oh. It's okay for me to be angry or whatever emotion is coming up.
Exactly. Yeah. And there's a part of it where we acknowledge it, but I try not to dwell on it, mm-hmm. right? Like, this happens a lot with my husband for some reason. Like, you're bugging me. I acknowledge it, but I'm not going to go to that energetic space. I don't want to play there. I don't want to hang out there. So then once I acknowledge it and I make peace with it, I can bring myself back to the space that I want to be in energetically.
Yep. Yeah. And personally for me, not only through, you know, the business and working with women, I'm a comedian and a performer, and I'm always nervous before I go on stage, and I'll be backstage and I'll say to someone, like, oh, I'm nervous. And it's an instinct for people to immediately want to comfort you out of that by saying, don't be nervous. Like, you've done this 100 times. And it's like, that doesn't help me. I thank you. I hear what you're saying, and I see that you're, like, trying. I understand you're trying to help me, but that doesn't help me telling me not to. It just puts more focus on it in a negative way. Now I can't feel this way. I'm not supposed to feel this way. Now I feel this way amplified. So making the space for acknowledging, oh, I feel nervous. Okay, it's okay to feel nervous. And just letting it pass through. That's in my personal life and with 3 Boudoir. It's part of acknowledging, like, hey, we get it. We get that this is a nerve-wracking, sort of scary, you've never done this thing before thing to do. So, like, let's make space for it and let's move through it.
Exactly. And what you talk about is just, like, the art of holding space is people aren't used to just, like, holding space and being in that discomfort and letting that person process. Because a lot of times the person doesn't want you to fix it. They know internally they have to do it on their own for any change to happen, but they're just wanting that space to be able to air it out and have like a shoulder to lean on and know that it's there. You won't be judged and whatever's happening is happening in your life. So that way you can feel free to express yourself.
Yeah, definitely.
So Joanna, I want to back up a little bit. So you were a Playboy model.
Was a Playboy model. I was.
How did you get into that? Like, how long? Like, it's just fascinating. And I'm like, okay.
It's so interesting to me because now that I'm older and Playboy's not really like a thing like it used to be. I mean, it still is. It has the legacy, but it's interesting when I bring it up to talk about it. For a long time, first of all, I didn't tell anybody. Nobody ever really knew this. I was getting my undergraduate and my master's degree in biology and chemistry. And this is how I was paying for school was I was working for Playboy. I had done a few issues and I worked as like a representative for them at events. And I never really talked about it until this experience happened with Amber, when she was like, I really want to get these photos to send. I want to do something, you know, tasteful, but sort of sexy because he's overseas and we're missing each other. And I was like, hey, I got something to tell you. I know a little something about, you know, tastefully sexy photos. We could try that. And that was probably one of the first times I ever really talked about it with people. I mean, my immediate family knew. My mother knew, I think. My sisters knew, but that was about it. And it was such a, for me, such a powerful experience to like take ownership of this whole period of my life. I worked for them for almost 8 years. I have 7 different issues. Like, it was a big part of my life that was never talked about. And then when I talked about it with Amber, and it was such a like powerful thing for me to take ownership of and see how much I actually had learned and be able to share that with Amber and then begin sharing it with other women as we did Three Boudoir. But you asked how I started. So I was in college and my roommate was a centerfold. So our boyfriends were very good friends, so we were always around each other, and she was a centerfold, and she had said to me, I think you could do it, and I was getting a degree in biology, like, if you picture, like, the biggest nerdy nerd in a lab coat, like, and I embrace it, I'm a nerd, and I love it, so she was like, let me take a few Polaroids of you, and we'll send them to the editor, and we'll see, this is how long ago it was that Polaroids were like a thing. It wasn't like, let me snap some on my camera and then we'll email them. It was like, no, let me take some Polaroids. And so we took some Polaroids. We picked out 5. She sent them to the editor like on a Monday. And literally by Friday, they had called me. I lived in DC at the time. And they said, can you come to New York for a shoot this weekend? And then that was it. It just started from there. So I did. And then I worked for them for years, and now, you know, now through 3B, I'm able to really embrace it and use that experience and see how powerful it is. Like, that really was a transformative time of my life. Even I was 18 when I first started, and still going through that, like, you know, finding myself and do it and learning to love my body and seeing myself in a camera, like through a camera lens, and it really helped a lot. It made me feel powerful and empowered me. So it definitely pulled all of that into Three Boudoir. So, and I learned so much. I worked with the most amazing photographers. Every shoot had a photographer and a stylist, which is sort of how we built Three Boudoir out. So you have that support all the way around. You don't have to think about anything. Like, I never had to think, I just had to go and have fun, you know? And that was the greatest. It was the best. I mean, they were a little much. I couldn't even put my own freaking lotion on. You know, they'd be like, we don't go that far. We let you put your own lotion on. But yeah, it was really just a transformative experience for me. And then being able to share and talk about it as I was older and using it for 3B, it really, I realized, wow, what an amazing time and what a neat thing to share.
And I think that's just really important to show women you can be the nerd and also be able to be sexy, flirtatious, and tasteful at the same time. Like, you're not set in stone as one thing and that's it.
Absolutely. I have to tell you, one of my issues, there's like, they do like a Q&A, and it's like, what's your ideal night out? And like, typically everyone's like, oh, you know, I want to go out. I want to rage. I want to, mine is like, I want to be at home, maybe with like one or two friends over eating like macaroni and cheese, you know, like, you know, I am pretty introverted for one, but also just because it was such a different, you know, I was such a nerd and I embraced it fully. And when I look back, sometimes I laugh at things that I said, like in interviews, I'm like, God, I can't believe I said that. But also it was fully who I was and who I am. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah. So then, Amber, what were you doing at this time when, because I want to get into the story how you guys met and connected. So,
yeah.
But like, what were you doing? Like, your background started before Three Boudoir became a thing.
Yeah, it's so funny because as Joanna was telling that story about how it was an empowering experience to share this and go through this experience of, hey, by the way, I've got some skills we can use here. And it immediately reminded me of me holding back on sharing that I was a single mom and that I was such a young mom. So I had my daughter freshman year Christmas break and went right back to school. And when I was starting my career, with her along, I didn't want people to judge me for being a young mom. I didn't want people to worry about schedules, right? All of the things that come to mind with moms and kids, and then multiplied because single mom, no longer single mom when I was starting my career, but still was a little bit apprehensive about sharing too much of myself. And so when I finally did get comfortable sharing with that, now at that time, Joanna and I met, Lily was 5, 6 or 7.
Yeah, she was like 7 years old. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So my daughter was 6 or 7, so much older. And I was beyond all of that at the time. But I had changed careers or changed jobs and went and knew that I did not want to work in corporate forever. There was something else out there. There was something calling me. And I always knew and had this sort of memo in the back of my head playing, or this track in the back of my head playing, you're going to run a business. Like, you got to start a business, you're going to run a business. And I would dabble in different things. And I had started an MBA program to think, okay, maybe I'm going to strike out on my own and do something else. And I had a consulting and operational background. So talent management, communications, change management, like pretty traditional corporate consulting. And Joanna and I built a really great relationship at the company that we were both working for at the time. We kind of started at a similar time. I don't do things like the motto of the company we're at was work hard, play hard. And very similarly to Joanna, I am not, I'll play hard, but not in the way they did. Mm-hmm. They were like, let's go drink. I'm like, yeah, let's go home and play board games. So Joanna and I had some similarities there. So it was very easy to hang out with her. And she would invite me to lunch and I was fine sitting at my desk working. I was also a workaholic at the time. She's like, come on. I'm like, yeah, I'm good. So there are a lot of moments where I'm like, is it okay? I don't really like, and sometimes I would go, but I teeter on that introvert extrovert line. It's like, it's a little harder to get me going. Once I'm there, I have a lot of fun. But Joanna and I nurtured a relationship there, built a relationship there. And then my husband was deployed, which I think further built our relationship. Matt's deployed. You were going through a divorce, separation, like all the question marks around that. So we had a lot of conversations and it was just me and Lily at home. So actually Joanna would come over and we'd hang out like late at night and work and brainstorm and collaborate. And it was a really fun experience all around. So that's sort of where we were. And Joanna and I have built this business together. I also have another business where I do still leverage all of my business at ambermchugh.com, and I do consulting with small businesses there. Because through all of it, I realized, like, yes, I love empowering women and seeing women so empowered. And I also love empowering more women and building a business around that. And how can we impact and reach more people through this? So I get that fix. Of course, and connecting with our clients and our teams directly, but also in partnering with small business owners as they're working to grow. All female, really, small business owners on the consulting side. Joanna, do you have something to add?
I was just thinking about our friendship when we first became friends. I think what really solidified our friendship was we went to the holiday Christmas party, and it was a little bit out of town, not too far, but we didn't want to drive home because it was around the holidays and we knew there'd be a lot of like people drinking and driving. So we're like, well, let's just get a hotel here where this event is. And we shared a hotel room, and that night we stayed up all night. Like, we were just starting to get to know each other, and we stayed up till probably 4 o'clock in the morning, like freaking like 13 year, not even 13, like 9 year old girls in sleeping bags, just laughing so much that night that we just became, that was like instant friendship, instant bond right there. So yeah.
Those relationships are amazing that they just like happen. Cause I know with my one best friend there, this is how I know people are going to be in my life for a while. They always have a low story, and the low stories all similar, and they all, it's kind of like a brave courage thing for them to come and tell me this, cause they feel a little intimidated. I'm like, all right, well, okay. I guess I know you can feel intimidated by me, but that was one thing we, I somehow got to mentioning about Lewis Howes and the School of Greatness, and that I was going to the summit that year. And then she goes, "You are?" I'm like, "Yes." And she's just like, "Well, you were the sign from the universe. I needed to go." I'm like, "What?" Wow. And then from there, we shared an Airbnb together and just had like different conversations. I mean, she flew in before I did. And then that morning I flew in, which was early. And that's a whole different level of low that I don't share with people, because it's a little plenty crazy all over the place, a little exhausted. It's very much raw and authentic to who I am, like craziness. And I go, you just get to see another side. And from there, it's just built up. So,
yep. In all of those stories too, it's just by sharing, trying a new experience, sharing something that, all right, this is going to be a little risky, the incredible things come of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Very much so. And like, I very much identify with you guys. I did the partying, raging early, like late teens, early 20s. I had older cousins. Once I heard hit 21, I'm like, I'm done with that. Like, you know, if you want to know what I would do on my birthday, it's a small intimate gathering, and we play like card games, because that's what my family would do. It's not going to the bar, getting drunk and raging and dancing like fool. No, I like having conversations.
Yeah. It's funny. I have some friends here where I live now who go out a lot, and they're sharing it with me. Like, you want to come? I'm like, that's okay. They're like, are you sure? Like, what? You're just a good girl? I'm like, well, no, but now I like my sleep and I got things I want to do in the morning. So, and I know how all those things impact me. I'm a little bit of a wimp also. That's part of it. But I still have great friendships with those people just in other ways. Like, there's so many things that we can bond on when we have those connections.
Mm-hmm. I don't drink because I'm like, I don't want to be hung over. Like, I know how I'm going to feel the next day, and I don't like it. So yes, if I go out with you guys dancing, like, I'm not going to drink, like, respect that, because I don't want to wake up hungover and just like hating my life and being like, oh my God, what did I do last night? Like, no.
Yeah. When I do drink, it's tequila, and my family jokes, it doesn't give me a headache or anything. It's bizarre. Mm-hmm. And my family jokes that, okay, Amber, go have your one birthday drink a year.
I probably drink a little more than that. But I definitely don't rage. And for me, it's not just about the hangover. Something very weird has happened in the last like 4 or 5 years where I get, if I drink too much, if I have more than like 2 or 3 glasses of wine over a period of time, I get blinding migraines. I've never had them before. And now it's like something, your body chemistry just changes. It's like, you know what? I don't want to even think about having to deal with that. So yeah.
Yeah. No, it's kind of like also putting my sleep first. I'm like, I'm a better human. Like, yeah. I love you guys, but I very much want to be a better human. And because I like myself being a better human. So I'm going to go do that.
Call me for breakfast. I'll meet you in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You're still up.
So you mentioned you guys have like other things going on besides Three Boudoir. Yeah. Like, I know, Amber, you're in Africa at the moment, and like navigating all of that in your consulting company. And then Joanna, what else are you doing? Are you doing the science-y thing? Cause you also say you're a comedian, what is going on?
Yeah.
Apparently.
I abandoned all things science related. I used to work at in a research lab, and we did research on chickens and farm animals. And it was the worst. I've never had a job where I literally would come home every day and cry. And I'd have the Sunday night thing of like, oh gosh, for so many reasons, because I hated the research we were doing. I hated the work we were doing on the animals. It's a it was a very solitary place. A lot of the scientists really, as much as I'm introverted, they really, really kept themselves in such a way that there was, I wouldn't speak until I got home sometimes. Like the whole day would go without, and I just hated it. So when I made the choice for myself to completely just abandon that, and I started entirely over, a whole new career, and that's the company where I met Amber. And I think I was there, I don't know how many years I worked there before I left and transitioned like full-time to 3B. I don't remember how long I was, maybe, I'm not sure.
I want to say five years maybe.
And then, so that was another like completely starting over. I completely abandoned all of this science and all of this education that I had and started over with this company with Amber. Where I met Amber, was there for 5 years, and then completely transitioned again to focus fully on 3B. Then, I guess like sort of on the side, my thing is comedy. So I lived in DC, I'm from the DC area, and about 4 years ago, I moved to New York to further pursue my comedy stuff. So I write funny things, and I perform. And sort of a little bit on the side, I write for other businesses. I help punch up copy or I write copy, but really so far that's just been on the small scale. That's just been for like people who know me or like friends or family. My sister reached out to me recently to rewrite her LinkedIn profile, that sort of stuff. So that's my side stuff, is comedy and writing. Yeah, I think that's about it. I'm sure there are other things. You know how you do so many things, but you don't know what you do because you do them all the time? Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. My aunt tells me to always have like, instead of like the to-do list, like the achievement list, because she works in corporate. She just got promoted to a director, but she would be like, when she was reviewing people and even herself, she's like, it's so much easier to go back through that list instead of like, you get to like your like quarterly review coming in, building up to your yearly review and being like, so what did you do? And you're like, that's a great question. I know I did stuff. I know we made achievements, but I can't tell you at the moment.
I could not agree with that more. I would have executives be like, oh, you gave me a list. I'm like, yeah, I gave you a list. And I've got copy and paste emails. I would save the email files. Oh, that was a good review from a client. Save. And every year I had like several years in a row from that company we worked at, Joanna, where I just had all the reviews. I'm like, oh, that's fun to go back through too. A little encouragement when you're having a bad day.
Yes. I was just remembering when we worked together, Amber, part of my responsibilities, this is such a random thing that I had to do, was every Friday morning the company had like 13 dozen bagels delivered, and I would have to send the email to the entire office of like 5,000 people that the bagels were there. And I, you know, the only emails I've kept are those bagel emails, because I used to like rhyme and rap and like put names.
You're flexing your funny. It was good.
I was flexing my funny however I could in the corporate world. I was like, you can't box me in. Here's a meme. Those are the ones
I don't think they were called memes at the time, though.
No, they were like, here's a picture with some text on it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Amber, you all the way in Africa currently.
We are in Africa and loving it. I'm actually sitting in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia right now. And my husband and I always had a dream and interest. Again, just one of those nudges that was playing in the back of our mind that we wanted to live abroad and take our kids abroad. Now I've got three girls in addition to Lily. And two girls in addition to Lily. Right. Woo! Don't want to manifest anything there. And we always had this nudge. And 5 years ago or 5.5 years ago, he started to pursue a career change. And we didn't know where around the world it would land us. But we had built our relationships and our teams in such a way that it was possible for me to be anywhere. And so here we are. We've been here for a year and a half. And we've got 6 months to go. And then over the summer, we're moving to Zimbabwe. So we've got another country up next. So if anybody's looking to visit Africa, hit me up.
Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Built Brave.
If you love this episode, heck, if you like this episode, please head on over, give it a rate, review, subscribe, like, shout it out on your social media with your major takeaways and what you loved about the episode. And as always, tag me in that at Lowe Wentworth, because I love hearing what you guys got out of the episodes. And until next time, remember, you've always been brave.